Welcome to the Dramatica Basics class. The purpose of this basic class is an overview with some broad practical tools. Now, like anything else, the more you know about it, the more nuance you can find in it. But there are some concepts right at the beginning that are going to be very wide sweeping, covering a lot of ground, very basic, very useful because they're different. And yet, as you begin to progress deeper into the theory, you'll find that you'll want to invalidate some of the things we tell you today. Because we're telling you things that are generalizations to get you started on this new perspective. And like anything else, when you generalize, it's useful as a rule of thumb, but when you want to be more and more specific, you need to know more and more about the detail, and as you do, you'll begin to discard that rule of thumb as you get more skilled in using these new perspectives. Now, the purpose of Dramatica is to provide a holistic understanding of story, a holistic understanding that tunes up our writer's instincts. Every one of us has biases, every one of us has things we accept as givens, every one of us has preconceptions. And in using Dramatica, it is designed to be objective about that so that when we're leaning to one side or another in creating stories, it will shine a light into our own blind spots, allow us to see what's in there more clearly. And once we see it, then we can go back to our instincts and do something with it. But our instincts can't work in areas that we can't see. And Dramatica is designed to shine light in those areas so things will be consistent with your own intent. Now, unlike a lot of people teaching classes, some of the ground rules we have are we want you to ask questions whenever you would like. I know a lot of people teaching story today want to give you their spiel and tell you what things are and limit audience participation. We feel the primary reason for this is they have a very valid view of story from one perspective. And it works as long as you're looking at things from that perspective. When you're creating that kind of story, when you're using that kind of dramatic impact that you're trying to achieve, you will look at things from that direction and everything's fine. But you step just a little bit to the right or a little bit to the left and suddenly things don't work anymore. You want to veer off that path and they don't work, which is why a lot of them don't want you to ask questions. Dramatica is a holistic view of story, and as such, all of the perspectives we believe that are valid ones for looking at story can be taken by just stepping to another part of Dramatica. It's designed to move around story. It's designed to start from character or plot or theme. It's not genre dependent. It's not content dependent. Authors who are trying to create a new concept often come with a lot of preconceptions about what they want in their story. They'll have some wonderful characters they've been just dying to use, and then in the story they also want these particular plot things to happen and these theme things to happen. In fact, they're really inconsistent one with another. Not in your own mind. In your own mind, you can shift your perspective. And because you can shift your perspective, you can say, well, these characters look great from here, and the theme looks great from here, and the plot looks great from there. But if you try to put them all together into a story that the audience is going to sit at and look at from one perspective, they will appear to be inconsistent. Now, that's part of what Dramatica is about, is to say that when you have conflicting aspects of your story that don't really belong in the same story, but they're all equally good, Dramatica brings that up to you and says, look, you're going to have to pick some priorities. You're going to have to decide what's important to you. And you may not be able to have these characters in with this plot and theme, or you have to get rid of the theme to get the plot and characters. Okay? So when things don't work the way that you had them, Dramatica is indicating to you that perhaps you're shifting your own perspective as an author, and when the audience sits there and doesn't follow your perspective shift, which they won't, they're just looking at what's unfolding in front of them, that they will then find your story inconsistent and it will weaken your message. So often it'll be a choice of making priorities, not getting everything you want in the same story, but getting the things that are most important to you. So that theory is half of what Dramatica is. The other half is the software product that's been created to implement the theory, to make it easier to use. Now, a lot of the concepts about the theory are things you can just say, oh gee, I never thought of it that way before, and immediately sit down and apply them to your writing. Find new ways of analyzing something you've already written, or a new way of approaching writing just based on those concepts. But the real magic of the Dramatica theory is that it acts as something of a Rubik's Cube of story, sort of like a cross between a Rubik's Cube and a periodic table of story elements, and as such, it has a story engine within the program that contains all the relationships between plot, character, theme, and genre that the Dramatica theory has found, takes them and allows you to twist things up by making dramatic choices about the impact you ultimately want to have on your audience. And based on those choices about the ultimate impact, you can make those choices from a standpoint of character, a standpoint of theme, genre, or plot, and as you make something a decision from that standpoint, it will make sure all the other things stay in line with what you've decided. Now, that's many too many connections to try and keep in your head. We do it intuitively, all of us, automatically, as writers. But where our intuition fails is a place where we haven't kept the relationships consistent. The dramatic engine is a model of how that intuition works, what those relationships are in story. And as a result, where our intuition is weak, because we all have weaknesses and strengths, this allows us to fill something in and say, this is the kind of thing we need to be talking about here in order to make sure that our story will hang together.